Our Old Testament reading is found in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 20. It can be found on page 244 in our Pew Bibles. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel, Samuel, and he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again a third time, and he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "See, I am about to do something in Israel that will make both ears of anyone who hear of it tingle. On that day I will fulfill against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house from the beginning to the end. For I told him that I am about to punish his house forever in the iniquity that he knew because his sons were blaspheming God, and he did not restrain them. Therefore I swear to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be expiated by sacrifice or offering forever." Samuel lay there until morning. Then he opened the doors of the house of the Lord. Samuel was afraid to tell the vision to Eli, but Eli called Samuel and said, "Samuel, my son." He said, "Here I am." Eli said, "What was it that he told you? Do not hide it from me. May God do so to you and more also if you hide anything from me of all that he told you." So Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him. Then he said, "It is the Lord. Let him do what seems to him good to him." As Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was the trustworthy prophet of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Matt suggested that what we would do in his absence this morning is, in a sense, responded to his sermon title, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening," and have the Lord speak to us in various ways through the hymns that have been written over the centuries. And we're going to share with each other our favorite hymns this morning. And I would ask that you would just raise your hand. I'll call on you and we'll sing the hymns that you choose. I'm going to have the Spirit team come up and help us being up front here with the mics. And I have to go get my hymnal because I left it in my chair there. Oh, thanks. Thank you. Thank you, Larry. So who would like to start? Yes, Barb. 151. And I should say, before we go much further, that the last hymn is a hymn that we have planned for the service, hymn number 525, "Here I Am, Lord," and that we'll reserve that hymn for the last hymn that the Spirit team will lead us in. So let's join together now in singing hymn number 151, "Crown Him with Many Crowns." Let's stand as we sing. And I promise you, we won't stand throughout the whole sermon time. So let's sit during this hymn. How great thou art. Number 467.
How great thou art, how great.
We're going to sing all three verses, and I think what we'll do is just change it up a little bit, and we're going to have the men sing the first verse and the women the second verse, and then we all join together on the third verse. Okay?
Of love. This is my story. my soul, praising my Savior all the day long.
Carol.
259.
And in one of the couple of hymns ago, Lorinda kind of just stopped playing and we just sang. And Lorinda, whenever that feels the Spirit leads, please do that. That was kind of cool.
Are we doing 259 or 260?
260 is the tune. Okay. Carol, what are we doing? 259 or 260? Okay, so we're going to do 260 then, okay? That's the tune that we are most familiar with. I'm pleased with all of the hands being raised, but it's hard for me to figure out what's fair.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go from one side to the other, and we'll go back and forth here. 302, I danced in the morning. And with this one, too, let's have the women start out, and then we'll all join on the refrain, and then the men, and then the women, and then the men, then we'll all be on five. So the women will take verses 1 and 3, and we'll all join on the refrain, and then the men, 2 and 4, all join on the refrain, and then 5, we'll all sing together. Does that sound okay? All right. And let's stand up. Sure. You can't dance sitting down. Great minds here. Yes. 304. Hey, just a page over. Jesus loves me.
Yeah.
Jesus loves me, this I know, as he loved so long ago, taking children on his knee, saying, let them come to me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
We're going to have one more, and then we're going to have our the song that we our last hymn, number 525. But before we do 525, we'll do one more. 306. Fairest Lord Jesus. Thank you all for participating and having scripture to sing together, and these hymns that we enjoy. Now we'll have the Spirit team lead us in hymn number 525.
Is it I, Lord?
If you leave.